What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Podcast. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to the I Don't Get It podcast. Naz has been crying.
Naz has been crying.
It's okay. Naz and I have like swapped on crying. I was thinking when Naz was like, I can cry at any time. And then Lauren was like, I could cry basically pretty much any time either, except for like predominantly in the mornings.
No, I can only probably cry in the mornings.
No.
Really?
Really?
No, yes. You cried on the podcast, not in the morning.
Okay, yeah, when I'm actually sad, but like I could let myself.
Oh, you mean just out of nowhere?
Yeah, like, oh yeah. Like, because my eyes are like so tired and like it tricks your brain into thinking you were crying already, kind of.
Yeah, like you're in that like dream fatigue state or like drained state, kind of.
Like you're already tired and like you listen to the wrong song in the morning and there you go. But no, it takes a lot for me to like tear up.
Guys, I can't remember the last time I cried.
Ashley can't remember the last time she cried.
How weird is that? How is that happening?
Wait, Ash, I feel like last time
the mommy meltdown was your last cry.
That was not my last cry. That was like in October. Of course it wasn't.
God, that felt like a month ago.
I know. Is that crazy? Wow. I thought that was a month ago too.
First time that Lauren and I ever flip-flop. Like that was in October. And that doesn't feel like October to me. That maybe feels like 3-4 months ago. But
yeah,
but you were always the one that says to me, that feels like so long ago.
I think because I'm getting older, the time is changing.
We're evening out with time.
Yeah.
We're just, it's all relative when you're in your mid 30s.
All I've been thinking about the past week is that I'm getting Sculptra in 2 weeks.
Oh
and
my God,
I'm so
just
excited.
Heard about this.
But why would you, of all people, need Sculptra? Nobody has more defined bones in their face.
Wait, explain what Sculptra is.
Okay, Sculptra is a new biomechanic filler.
Definitely not new. It's been around for a long time. Did you know that it was developed for AIDS patients?
Wait.
Really? What? Okay, so basically what it is, it regenerates collagen in bone in... It stimulates collagen production.
Yeah. You make it in yourself. So it's not like a filler where it's a hyaluronic acid that you put in and it's immediate. It builds over time. So six months later,
you're just looking better and better as time goes on. And you should get it like once a year if you want to continue.
And is it an injection or?
It's an injection. Yeah.
I had Sculptra put in my butt once.
Wait, what?
Yeah, not like I was doing like a paid thing for a med spa. It like wasn't one of my things where it was an exchange, you know, where it's like, I'll show people what I do in exchange for you to inject me.
Yeah.
Pro bono. it was actually like they like called. We went to Chicago for it. It was like we were promoting a med spa for real. Mm-hmm. And they were like, she was like, what do you want? And I was like, what do you mean? What do I want? She was like, we were there for M-Sculpt. We're doing like it was like a collab with M-Sculpt in this place.
Yeah.
And since she was already working on my butt with M-Sculpt, she was like, you want to put some Sculptra in there? And I was like, what's that going to do? She's like, it's just like, you know, puff you up a little bit.
I just think like it's probably better for faces than butts.
I don't think I really noticed anything. I think like butts are so big and fatty. Yeah.
So it's like if you have like a skinny, like bony face, like you're going to see that totally.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable.
Zara, I saw our witch Zara recently. Mm-hmm. We need to have Zara on the podcast.
Oh my God, we really do.
She's obsessed with all three of us, and every time I see her, she's like, I just think it's time because we talk about this stuff all the time.
How have we not thought about this?
We need
She'd
to do it.
She'd also be hilarious.
She's so funny. So I met Zara obviously through Ashley and Lauren. Ashley, how did you discover Dr.
Because Zara? Olivia Culpo posted with her. She posted one static shot on her Insta story and just said, like, thanks, Dr. Zara, for making me feel pretty or something.
And you're like, and she didn't even say
that. Is where Olivia goes?
So Dr. Zara works at CRMC Laser.
Aesthetics or cosmetics. Or
there's CRMC Aesthetics and then there's CRMC Wellness and Laser. It's all like in West Hollywood. But her face is like on every bus in LA. Yeah.
It's so amazing.
Like you'll literally see her face on every bus in LA with like how much they charge per unit for Botox. So I saw her last week and I got what's the filler that starts with N? I mean R, Ashley.
Restylane.
Is it Restylane? No.
There's Radius?
Radius. Okay, Radius. Okay. So I'm like all of a sudden very terrified about like my neck.
I went through that phase. Okay. Wait, Nat, scared like you're going to, like an injection going in your neck or your neck looking old?
My neck looking old. So
I don't know why I grew out of this obsession, but I did. And I don't know why, but go ahead.
The amount of cream that I am always walking around with, like I put like cellophane on my neck to keep the cream in there.
No, Lauren, it's bad. Like it's bad that I never thought about my neck ever in my life. And then I host a show for JCPenney called Get Ready With Me and JCP. And I get to it's on their YouTube channel, but I get to interview really cool beauty founders that sell products at JCPenney Beauty, which is like a new beauty counter at any JCPenney. So there's this woman who owns this line called Pry Beauty, P-R-A-I. She's incredible. You guys would love her. Her name's Kathy and she's like on the Humane Society and like loves animals and dogs. And like, she's just such a cool person. And all her products are specialized in the décolleté, which I also never used that word.
You love that word.
I love that word now, but I didn't really know what it was until a couple months ago, the décolletage. So anyways, when I was, you know, putting on all these products with her, she's so funny. She was like, and then you apply this to the scene of the crime. And like the way she was saying everything, I didn't think I would like think about it after. And all of a sudden I was like, oh my God, I've never thought about my neck. I never buy products for my neck.
Move. Show us your neck.
What'd you do at Zara's?
Oh, okay. Yeah. So long story
long. Did you get injected in the tech lines?
So she took Radius.
Yeah.
And she melted it down and she puts it in your neck to promote collagen, like your own collagen. Okay. And I guess melted down, it's no longer filler. It's a collagen booster. So I guess in 4 to 6 weeks.
It's the same thing as Sculptra.
It sounds like the same thing as Sculptra. Anyways, now when I'm laying in bed though, and I'm like reading a book or looking at my phone and you know, I'm like looking down, I'm like,
I know. And this is we all walk around with neck braces so we keep our head up.
No, this is a horrible way to live. And
it's terrible.
I don't know why. I've just been thinking about my neck lately.
You can put those sticky things on.
I think because people forget about their neck. Like we get older. And of course, aging is beautiful, you know, but I'm scared.
You know, aging is beautiful, but we don't believe in that truly.
I do believe that getting older and wild. Like, I look at people like Gwyneth Paltrow and like even Kim and her.
Gwyneth has a partnership with that new Botox brand.
Okay.
No, I'm not saying
I'm
not saying don't get Botox and don't preserve the face you want if that's what you choose to do. I'm just saying like, actually, I'm not scared of getting older. I just don't want my neck to sag. That's it. I just don't want my neck to sag.
I'm not scared of getting older. I'm just scared of looking older.
Well, that's why I'm so excited about Sculptra because I was looking at the before and afters and like it looks like you got nothing done but just stayed the age you are and you slept really, really well.
So Sculptra just, what does it do exactly? It just kind of like sculpts your face?
It just like regenerates collagen all over your face.
Got it. Okay.
I would imagine that in like a PRP facial where like they do like little dots everywhere, you know, and little needles everywhere.
What does PRP stand for?
I don't, it's plasma something.
Isn't PRP
something.
Like the vampire?
Yeah, the vampire
facial. Like a vampire
facial? Yeah, it's a vampire. Or? It's the proper term for vampire facial. Mm-hmm. Or like a golden facial, which is where they put a little Botox and a little filler mm-hmm. into the needles. And then so that way you just have like a plumping effect. But it would make sense for Sculptra to be in there. Right?
Yeah, like to vampire facial.
Just to like add.
So you want to, apparently you want to put it as close to the bone as possible.
Oh, really?
That sounds scary. Yeah. Was it painful?
It sounds scary. So my girl here, Ashley from Ayana Atler, mm-hmm. we're plugging all of her.
We love her too. We love her too. She's our East Coast gal
today. No one's paid us to do this. We're just sharing.
No one's paid. She was like, I was talking about getting filler in my temples because apparently that like pulls your face. And like when you start aging, you get a hollow in your temples.
I have Botox in my temples.
Okay, cool. And
or filler.
She was
filler in my temples.
You have filler. You have filler. Yeah. So she was like, yeah, you could do that. Or you could just like help yourself by just getting collagen. That's going to keep rebuilding and rebuilding and rebuilding naturally. And you won't look like crazy or anything.
Overdone, yeah.
But also she said that the product is so cold and you put it so close to your bone that it feels like you have a massive brain freeze for like 10 seconds. And
that sounds really great for your anxiety.
I mean, listen, we're just being real about this stuff. You know what's so funny? Yesterday I saw someone, because I also, while I was seeing Zara, obviously got Botox. That's why I went in for the appointment. And then, of course, mm-hmm. you leave.
Yeah.
Like, okay, but what like, else would you like to put like, my face
so,
in?
So what are you thinking?
And
then all of a sudden I have injections in my neck. But what was I saying? Oh, I saw someone yesterday. It was so funny, you guys. And, you know, you bruise after, obviously. And so I have, like, a little bruising right here where I got Botox on, like, mm-hmm. the right side of my face above my eye. And someone was like, I think you have, like, matcha or something on your face.
What? Why?
No.
So LA. Immediately matcha?
I fucking died laughing because they were like, something green's on your face. And it's like, what else would be green? They probably thought like matcha powder.
Matcha
or something.
Powder.
And I go, no, I got Botox. And also, the day that I went to get Botox, it was so funny. I got a call from a friend or I called a friend. I was like, what are you up to? And they were like, what are you up to? And I was like, I just played tennis. I was like, I played tennis and now I'm leaving my Botox place and I'm about to meet with an entertainment lawyer. And he goes, that's the most LA day.
Wow. I'm stuck in traffic on the way to meet my LA lawyer.
I was like,
oh,
holy shit.
Lawyer.
That is the most LA fucking thing that's ever come out of my goddamn mouth.
And that I have so a green juice in my car.
In green juice.
No, I don't drink juice. No.
Oh, it's just too sweet for an ass. Too much
too
sugar
raw,
in the juice.
Too raw. For the tummy, not soft.
Oh, really?
Ooh, yeah.
Before we
I feel like
wrap
I would
up,
hurt
this...
my stomach. Father's Day is around the corner. We all love our dads. We're all very lucky to love our dads. And one thing is for sure, we all know that most dads, including mine, he has so many ties. I've given him tools. I've given him baggy tees. I'm giving him like so many things, and I feel like either he doesn't wear them, like I never see them again when I give them to him,
because
I think maybe
dads always wear the same shirt over and over again. Lauren,
the same
dad
thing.
With his black and orange shirt, sports shirt,
the spandexy shirt. One.
They're
the
boxy too. So
it's so true.
Classic.
Dads have like three shirts that they wear because literally they're used to it. So we want to tell you guys about True Classic because it's a premium, everyday essential, like affordable line. Men's clothing line that you should 100% purchase for your father or any father figure in your life for Father's Day. It's something that they're actually going to wear, and we are going to offer you 25% off at trueclassic.com. All you have to do is use the code GET IT at checkout.
Yeah, they don't just have shirts. Well, they do have, they have amazing shirts. They have Henleys, which we all love.
Henleys.
And I like wearing Henleys. So you can get yourself your own men's Henley.
Yeah, they have button downs, Henleys, polos, and they also have comfort jeans and chinos. And they're kind of more of a tailored fit with their shirts too. So like you're not just throwing like a guy like a boxy t-shirt. These are gonna fit everyone really, really nicely. Oh, and their joggers that they have are moisture wicking. So if they get, you know, sweaty, then you can stay dry and not stinky. And this is kind of like the perfect for every man, dads, boys,
You were thinking about saying something dirtier, weren't you? Then you were like, ah, oh, we're talking about dads here.
We're talking about dads. So, yeah.
But
anyways,
my classic, you're also a dad, and he's hot, too. So, Jared's been just looking so hot lately, and he's been wearing a lot of his True Classic stuff that we got. So, thanks to True Classic for hooking our men up and our dads. Not our men and our dads. Listeners, we'll get an exclusive deal to get you hooked up for Father's Day or just any time. Limited time, though, 25% off with the code GETIT, G-E-T-I-T, at trueclassic.com. That is 25% off. That's a huge chunk off your total bill. 25% off with code GETIT, plus free shipping is included on purchases over $100. Wait, sorry, before we wrap up this convo, I just wanted to say, like, you know, I mentioned earlier,
How'd you get over your tech lines? What'd you get?
Remember? Remember when you yeah. What'd you I get? Was so obsessed with it. And we went to that one doctor.
Does it matter if you say his
name? It would
name?
Always
yeah,
seems,
what does it matter?
It was literally like 10 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
And you're not going to go back to him.
No, but there was absolutely nothing done happened? To the point where like I thought that like there was just water in that syringe. Like there's absolutely no before and after.
Wait, what did you get again, Ash?
She filled the lines, like the
they
tech
call
lines.
Them tech lines, but that's BS. I've had these lines on your neck. I was a child.
Yeah,
yeah.
Everyone lines. Has those.
They call
it's
them
like you
tech
called
lines.
Moving your neck.
It's called
moving
having
your neck.
A neck that fucking goes up and down. Like don't. Yeah, like no. You're gonna have lines.
So anyway, they call them tech lines, which is stupid because like I've had them forever, but they go. Oh, it's because you're looking down at your phone and the computer. I was like, no, it's because like yes, I move my like. Or no. I'm just born with them. Maybe I was just born with them.
What do you mean?
Them.
Everyone, of course, everyone has lines there. It's your neck going up and down. You're not a robot.
Anyways, how okay, are we well, going anyway, to
eradicate
this
he put, I thought he put, yeah.
Lauren,
yeah. How do we fix this natural thing that happened?
I just told you, you get radius melted down.
Know,
and we'll have
I'm just
and
so
you get
scared.
Collagen
so wait, did she put it into your tech, or your quote
no,
tech lines?
No,
or
it's, just, I have like a everywhere. Bruise more like down here. Yeah. It's more like on the side. Okay. She just boosted it on the side.
Do you think people are bored of this conversation? Or just loving it.
I don't know. I think if you have the Patreon and you were like, we're watching this on video, to me it would make more sense.
In our faces, yeah.
But
that's
we
so
should
true.
Probably change the subject because not everyone
I just have
cares
one
about.
Question though.
Or okay, have
one
the money. To, this shit is expensive now. Everyone has the money
so
to like,
expensive.
Do that. I don't yeah. have the money to do this.
No. The only thing that's truly like the one thing that like,
don't.
If you're like, if you're listening to this and you're like, oh, I don't have the money for this.
I mismanage
what
my finances to do these things.
I can choose like one thing I should choose to do. We'd all agree that it's Botox. Yeah.
If you yeah. want, yeah.
If you like
you
want,
if you're looking at into anything,
yeah. yeah, yeah. Okay. So anyway, Lauren, what were you going to say? Yes.
We gotta. We're gonna have Zara on, and we'll do like a whole yeah. podcast on this as well.
Aren't you guys scared of them going into your jugular vein?
Yeah, I'm scared of everything. Sure. I just gotta say, I actually, you know what I was thinking about? Because Ashley's. It's really all Ashley's fault. She's the reason why I'm so beautiful. Ashley took it to my first ever thing. Because what was it again? Remember you got something for free. You're like, this guy's doing free filler. Was it filler or Botox?
Oh my God, yeah. Another person that we won't ever see again.
What was it?
We're not calling anyone out anymore.
No.
Was it cheeks or chin?
But was it Botox or filler, Ashley? It was the first time I ever got anything done on my face ever.
It was definitely not Botox because Ashley
was
like, you
filler.
Never
we got filler. Yeah.
And I
and
was,
it was
so
because my
scared.
Friend
remember, I thought I
was
going to faint.
Working for him.
Yeah, remember I thought I was gonna faint, Ashley, and I was lightheaded and I was scared and I was squeezing like the whatever those stress
medicine
balls or whatever.
Ball thing.
And now I go in and just like get needles injected and it's so weird. Yeah.
Totally, I don't numb for lip injections and people think I'm wild. But like,
you're
I'm
crazy.
Right. Do lip injections hurt?
Yeah,
I feel like that would hurt so bad because your lips
are
sensitive.
Yeah.
I don't think I could ever.
Okay, guys, this is stupid, but I'm going through my jewelry and I'm realizing, and not realizing, I know this, that we've like all just kind of abandoned silver for gold. And this is a
I have,
constant
no,
back
I'm
and
back
forth.
On silver.
I'm back on silver. Look, I'm literally, like, I'm literally okay. wearing
I, like, got rid of all my gold stuff.
What
first of all,
the
I have
fuck,
this
guys? I've just collected all this gold
plate.
Stuff.
Sick-ass nameplate by Georgina Trevino. Not getting paid, but she's a Latina designer and so cool. So I want to shout her out. And
that
then another
cool.
silver necklace. Yeah, silver's in again. And I have chrome nails, baby. Get the Patreon.
Yeah, yep. Get the
great. So I have an entire gold collection of jewelry, finally. And
gold is out. Silver is
in. And now I am
in.
The again. Old mom again. Mm-hmm. So
I don't know, guys. I think gold looks better on skin tone.
Not anymore.
It's so funny how we just vacillate between the two, too.
Like, yeah, it's we do. It's like every decade.
I want to have enough money to buy like those sick new Tiffany collections that are so like the edgy jewelry that Tiffany's has come out with the last 2 years. It. Yeah, you have, because Kim's done the campaign. I'm sure Dua Lipa's done a campaign. And like, it's just cool silver jewelry. It's not like old classic, you know, like just regular jewelry. It's like really edgy and cool. Ooh, but of course, it's all a jillion dollars. So, but I want to wear that. That's what I want.
All right.
Well, that's what I want.
Sorry, Ashley, what was your point with
my
that?
My point just was that literally we never like,
wear silver jewelry anymore.
I was going to say, so guys, when do you think it might come back?
Now. Today.
Silver?
Yes.
That's what your question was? That's hilarious.
I was going to say, like, is it, like, why, like, will it ever come back?
Oh my God.
That is.
That's hilarious.
Oh no. Oh,
she's ancient.
Oh no. Damn.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Have you guys had any fun encounters this week? Like anything to speak of? Like I really
feel like I told you guys that I asked some guy out on a date, right? Did I say that on the podcast?
Oh yeah. Yeah. And you went out on a date.
Yeah. And then you said you didn't want to share like what happened after the first date.
I have no new updates in my life from that. Aside from the fact that I'm going to be in New York this week and I can't wait.
Anything new and exciting that happened to me? This week, I discovered I have a bran intolerance.
Wait, like, what do you mean bran?
Like raisin bran?
Are you kidding
yeah.
me?
So I was trying a raisin bran diet.
what the like fuck just, is a raisin
bran diet?
That's
like a 90s diet. Exactly. So I was just trying out a 90s diet that used to work for me. Just
oh
like
my God, you used to do that. I forgot about that.
I used to do that.
But didn't you do it with really a different well. Cereal?
Okay, so I did it with.
You're doing
K.
a fad cereal diet. This is the most.
Lauren used to do it with Special K.
Hey, we're wearing podcast. Silver jewelry. We are doing 90s trends. Dying, okay,
that's this really like, funny.
Because... Get your neck done and eat raisin bran. Like, what is this? 1983?
Like, do you remember?
Is this sponsored by South Beach Diet and Atkins?
Do not Special K had diet. Special K had a oh my God. Whole
Don't you
campaign.
Remember the Special
the three
K
bowls
diet?
A day. You were supposed to replace yep. two meals yes, a day every, or something.
Yes. Like and no shit, you're gonna lose weight. You're only eating 600 calories.
Bro, do you guys remember?
How did that fly so long? You guys, no, it was like 8 years ago.
No, it's fucking horrible. Do you guys remember? I specifically remember, and I would do this all the time, which is horrible. I'm not endorsing this. It was called the 3-day military diet, and it promised that you could lose 10 pounds in 3 days. Do you guys remember this?
No.
Literally, Google the military diet. It was like you would eat like a cup of cottage cheese for lunch, a hard boiled egg, and like 3 saltine crackers. And like that was lunch. And it literally, if
I don't know,
followed it.
Eggs and cottage cheese for lunch sounds like a pretty fine thing.
No, but just look at the whole diet. What I'm saying is they would promise that you would lose 10 pounds in 3 days, and that would never happen.
It didn't work.
But it was like, if you follow this exactly, and I never knew why it was called the military diet.
I feel like you used to do that, like, even when we were, like, living in the same place. I feel like you used to do that.
What, and like when I first moved to LA?
When we both lived in LA, like at the beginning, where we were wild,
free,
single.
I could see me doing that. Yeah, in my 20s, right after college, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. But... Obviously, I would never. Diets are horrible. Diets don't work. I'm sorry. I really don't.
No,
think
it always comes
diets
back.
Don't work.
We know that.
You just have
it's
to eat healthy back, all the time.
It's just if you need to like fit into a dress or you just want to look really skinny for a weekend.
But
or
see,
something.
I think if that's what you want, then you just drink more water. Like, don't change anything you're eating. Just like add water intake because we hold on to water.
Well,
you know?
You
so
add
the more
water,
you're peeing,
but you take out salt. Like, if you eat no salt and drink a ton of water.
Yeah. You're going to, yeah, that's amazing.
You'll
that's
fit in the
that's
dress.
What I always do.
And you only have to do it like a day before or 2 days before.
Yeah. Right, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
She's anyways, like, exactly.
Sealed diet did not work for me.
What was the Raisin Bran diet?
It's just eat Raisin Bran. First of all, Raisin Bran
is the most sugary fucking, like the sugar it is the in most that cereal is so addictive.
You know how they call it greenwash where it's like fake green?
Yeah.
Well, yes. Raisin Bran is like a health washed. It's like they pretend like it's an adult cereal.
First of all, I thought you almost said Raisin Bran and I was like, that's so funny. Fake Raisin Bran.
Yeah. It was, you know, I went grocery shopping at CVS and they had Raisin Bran.
Yeah, you know, she's got your
grocery I love that you go grocery shopping at CVS.
Okay. Anyways, I've never been more bloated in my life. My body could not process it.
It's because you had, there's a ton of fucking fiber in there. Don't you understand?
It's also processed. Yes. It's not healthy.
Sure, but it was because she was eating so much more fiber than usual.
So much more fiber. My body had no idea what was going on.
Don't you remember when I did that? When dad goes, stop eating that shit from Whole Foods.
Yeah, because that's my dad.
Because he's anti-crunchy, okay? And, you know, he was like, told me that I was eating literally like too many green things. And he's like,
how does that make any sense? Your dad's like a doctor.
No, he's not allowed to speak.
My dad has never had a cup of water in his entire life. When I tell you.
No, our dad is
not lying. I just like swear my anyone here, he's never had a drink of water.
No, I think I've actually seen him drink water recently, and I was like, holy crap.
Are you guys kidding me right now?
Diet soda and wine and Gatorade.
These are the people taking care of us at the hospital.
Diet Gatorade.
Let me tell you this, and this is fine, and he would admit to this begrudgingly, but true. Medical school is for curing things. Not curing things. Medical school is for making you better once you're sick. It's not for
preventing you.
They're not taught nutrition, which I actually think is absolutely horrendous and so, so strange.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Maybe it's different now, but, you know.
It could be. It really could be.
But I get my dad. It was like 30 years ago. It was just different. And it's so crazy because I'll like say things to him like, Dad, you're not getting properly hydrated from your diet soda. And he will say that he is. Wow. And it's insane.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, Dad, I'm so thirsty for you.
I'm so thirsty for my dad. And like, how does he drink so much does wine your mom without drink water?
My mom drinks lots of water.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
She probably only drinks water. If it's not wine, it's water.
Yeah. Wow. Lauren and I have said it before when talking about this company, but one of the things we don't get about life is vitamins and how to choose them when you're in a big vitamin store or the grocery store aisle and like you don't know like which ones you really need and which ones you don't need and you're just taking a pill for absolutely no reason. So that's why Care Of is here. So Care Of is going to get you high quality personalized vitamin supplements and powders that are delivered to your door every month so you don't have to worry about like all those clunky freaking jars and going to the store. You know, when you run out of this jar, but you don't run out of that jar, and blah, blah, blah. They all come together in this nice little box, and there's these personalized packs, and they're eco-friendly, and they're going to have in the little pack your vitamins that actually your body wants every day in those little packs. You take a quiz, and the quiz is going to ask you questions about your lifestyle, like how often do you work out, like how do you feel like this, do you feel like that, and it's going to make it's so that the vitamins and supplements in your little pack are what you need, and they're personalized doctor-backed recommendations that you're going to get from this quiz.
I personally love how personalized everything is with Care Of. Like you were saying, like you can literally just by taking the quiz, you can figure out what your health goals are.
You guys know there's a greens powder that we also love for getting your greens. But when it comes to getting your vitamins, a lot of us aren't getting enough of it. So if like you might need more vitamin D, and like almost everyone needs
is
fish oil.
Is deficient in vitamin D. Yeah.
Oh yeah. There's a lot of people with deficient vitamin D, but then like fish oil is something that like most people, like if you talk to a nutritionist, will recommend you having, but take the guesswork out of all of this. Just take a quiz via Care Of.
So for 50% off your first Care Of order, go to takecareof.com, TAKECAREOF.com. Enter our code IDGI50. Again, that's 50% off your first care of order. Go to takecareof.com and enter our code IDGI50.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Okay. I never knew that about your
wait.
Dad.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so
he also like only eats iceberg lettuce. He thinks like spinach is gross.
I actually don't like spinach either.
I don't like spinach either. I like kale.
I hate kale. I hate spinach. Ugh. I only
then
like
what do you eat? What kind of lettuce do you eat?
I don't like salad. I don't think. And like when I eat a salad, I'd rather eat like the toppings than like the actual lettuce. Like I have a couple pieces of lettuce.
Yeah.
So then how it's do you get your greens, Naz?
Vitamins in the morning and AG1.
Dude, I've been taking my AG1. I've been my AG1 by Athletic Greens a lot. I've been in a good habit.
I'm telling you, you can get everything you need from that stuff.
Anyway, okay, no, Lauren, what were you going to say?
I like peas, and I feel like we don't eat
Oh my God, peas, hi, as a society. Do you want to talk to my mom about peas? Because this woman thinks that if she adds peas to anything, it's automatically a health dish.
She's
like,
really?
Yeah. She's like, oh, I made pasta, and then I just put some peas in it.
Wait.
And she's like, healthy. Oh, you know, I need to add a little peas for some color. Well,
this is why you guys are the way you are and you eat the way you are, because your dad just drinks water and your mom thinks peas and pasta are healthy. So, like,
yeah.
Your mindset is very much from the house you grew up in.
Well, yeah. You know, I I'm also able to eat that stuff and not have to like gain and not really gain a lot of weight. So it's like, I want to live my life and enjoy what's in my mouth.
Right. Mom was like,
I made a pasta. It's very healthy. It's all organic. There's cheese, pasta, chicken, and
peas.
Yeah. And it's the cheesiest thing I've ever had. My shoes. It's so healthy. It's all organic. And I'm like, Mom, just because it's organic does not mean it's healthy.
Well, that's what Jared. Jared thinks that if the organic is on the label, he is like, okay, I'm confused. How does like just say we got like all organic chocolate chip cookies, okay? Mm-hmm. Because like you got like organic, you know, all the organic ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be like, I'm so confused. How is this taste like a regular chocolate chip cookie? And maybe even better. Maybe even better than a regular chocolate chip cookie.
Because he thinks it's made of plants.
I'm like,
he thinks organic is made of plants.
It just means that it was made without like pesticides on it.
Chemical, yeah.
Wow. It's also like,
this tastes like a real chocolate chip.
Also, things can, though, I feel like the word healthy can be nuanced too in the way that we use it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, or in the way that we're used to using it, because they could have better ingredients and be better for you, but it doesn't mean you're not going to. It doesn't mean that you're not going to like gain weight by eating it.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I mean? And I think sometimes people think healthy means anti-gaining weight. And that's not what that means.
What does healthy mean, I wonder?
That's what I'm saying.
In my head,
I don't know. I feel like getting your vitamins like to help have your body run efficiently.
I think it's like no bad ingredient. Like there's so many seed oils and everything has like canola oil in it or palm oil, which is we've learned now is not good for you. It's like mm-hmm. you should get stuff with avocado oil. To me, that's mm-hmm. like healthy. But I like potato chips that have avocado oil on it. But just if I eat 3 bags of potato chips with avocado oil on it, doesn't mean I'm not going to gain weight. It just means it's better for my body.
This is interesting what everybody's definition of healthy is. Because I guess mine is definitely meeting like a certain number of minerals and nutrients and all that. And then also like eating foods that are easily digestible, like your body's like, oh, I know what to do with it.
So for you, a Big Mac.
No more
Whopper. So for you, a Whopper is healthy because your body digests it well. That's wild. Funny.
That's good. But that's no, I guess my body does digest a Whopper pretty well, but. I'm talking about like when we're eating in Italy, except for last time, which must have been wrong, Lauren.
Oh, yeah, because you guys were farting all the time.
We got bloated. We got real bloated.
They started making the food Americanized because there's so many Americans eating there. Anyway, I have these questions from a game, and it's actually for couples. Do your best impersonation of each other.
Okay. And Lauren, you go first. Lauren, you're really good.
Do your best impersonation of each other. I don't know.
It's Lauren too can early make fun in the of morning me. For me to do it.
She can make fun of
Ashley's
me.
Ashley's like, okay, I can do Ashley because that's easy.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna need you to do my hair, and then we're gonna go to this grocery store. But before we go to the grocery store, we have to record this ad. But you need to sit here for an hour while I do a podcast. But wait, we're actually scratch that whole day. We're gonna go to dinner now, and then podcast later. That's Ashley.
I feel like to me, Ashley's
not
like,
my day normally. That's when you come here and trying to fit everything in.
That's your life. And Ashley's also like, I'm trying to think of like a text from Ashley would be like, we're recording the podcast, and she'll be like, sorry, I forgot that I'm like the face of flowers in Barbados, and so I'll be back next Tuesday. I forgot we were recording today.
I have to fly to Arizona for 24 hours.
Yeah, exactly. I'm flying to Austin. I'm flying to Austin for 24 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, there you go.
On Thursday.
We nailed it.
You know, I got to make my quick trip, so I got to buy
it.
We nailed it.
He's a great baby.
Make that money.
This
no
making
one's
fun.
Hating
this
on
is just
it.
Impersonating. Just,
well, yeah. Naz is like, Naz. Well, now we're going to make fun.
Oh, my God.
Naz is also like this. She's like, my name is actually Naz, when people call her Naz. Yeah. She's like, I'm sorry. Like, she will truly interrupt the conversation.
This cannot go any further until you know my name.
I hate when people get my name wrong. It makes me so mad.
And then when we were making fun of this earlier, because Naz was actually like on the podcast.
We were like, Naz is dead. She was 7 minutes late.
Yeah.
And we didn't hear from her. We were like, something's wrong.
She scheduled her toothbrushing like 5 minutes late. So like in her calendar alert was going off and saying, you must brush your teeth right now. You must brush your teeth. And she was like, oh shit, the teeth brushing is overlapping with the beginning of the podcast.
You planned it too close.
No, it's so true. I was actually in EMDR therapy, and she went over, not me.
And as soon as
I looked at the clock, because you know you have it full screen because I do it on Zoom, I looked at the clock and I was like, "Oh my God, we're way past 9!" And so I texted.
It was not your fault.
It was not my fault. I am the most punctual person I know.
Another great, truly unique gift, if you want to get this for your father or for Father's Day to anyone, is Storyworth. And Storyworth is an online service that helps you and your loved ones preserve precious memories and stories for years to come. So every week, Storyworth will email your loved one a thought-provoking question of your choice, and they will curate a book about your loved one, and they will collect like amazing stories that you'll have for literally generations to come. So it's an amazing, very tailored gift.
Yeah. So it'll ask questions like, what's the bravest thing you've ever done? Or if you could see into the future, what would you want to find out? And eventually it'll all come together in a book after 1 year. All the stories.
It's literally the coolest gift ever.
It's like, really cool. They'll put photos into it, and it comes to be a beautiful keepsake book. I was thinking, like, Lauren, that's that story that Dad shared with us this week about the actor that he knew from when he was bartending. Like, that's a story that I would love
to
have.
That's a great story,
though. Yeah, to have there in the page and the picture. Yeah. And it's just, there's no better, like, memento to have in your life, because you can pass it on in your family for generations to come. So give all the dads in your life a unique, meaningful gift that you will cherish for years. Storyworth, right now, for a limited time, you can actually save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/get it. That's storyworth.com/get it. And you'll save $10 on your first purchase. Storyworth.com/get it. Okay, what's Lauren?
Yeah. Heard that.
Lauren?
Ashley, what's Lauren?
I always have a problem making fun of Lauren. I don't know why.
Someone
I find
make
her
fun
to
of
be
me.
Like, just so admirable.
Aww. Did you make fun of her as a child that you like feel guilty?
Never. I never have made fun of Lauren. I always get annoyed at her because she makes fun of me all the time, and I think it's fine and great and like whatever. But like, why don't I find anything to make fun of you about?
I love that. That's
Naz,
like the
make
best
fun of me.
Sister. Well, okay, Lauren would be like, there's so many I could do, Lauren, but the first
one. Oh my God,
that's
so nice.
nice.
Yeah, I've never heard of anyone describe my personality before.
What? You have the best personality in the world. But this is just so off the top of my head in the morning, really stupid. But Lauren would be like, if she was like single or like if I was describing a guy that I was like dating, she'd be like, he used there instead of there.
And but so she wouldn't do the grammar
thing. He's actually an imbecile. Like it would be like, he used this word that like pissed me
off. Okay, I get that. I get that. Yeah.
Like, or you'd be like, very passionate he walked about it. Into the coffee shop with flip flops.
Oh, yeah.
Flip flops.
Yeah.
And you'd be like so irked by it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lauren would be
flip-flops like don't even belong on a beach for a man.
Yeah, like it would be the most simple thing that you would just be like, it would be astounding to you. Like the most offensive thing in the world.
My personality is being single. And like,
okay. I was like,
Lauren,
you said it, not me. Cause I was like, well, I could talk about how Lauren and boys, like everything that I could make fun of Lauren.
My personality
would be about like relationships and boys.
Boys. So like now I had no personality.
I remember actually when you were in a relationship, I think we like cried about this together. I remember you were like having an identity crisis because you're like, I'm so used to being single.
She's not.
Yeah.
She's not used to being single. She's always in a relationship.
Yeah. But no, like she's also talking to a guy. Talking to a guy.
Always talking to a guy. Okay. Yeah. Always talking to a guy and like weighing options and like having a roster and all that shit.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Roster. We should do a podcast on rosters. Ashley, have you ever had a roster?
Fuck no. Nobody's ever wanted to be on my roster.
I don't know if no one's ever wanted to be on your roster. Maybe you just didn't know.
You know, I wouldn't want to go through them.
That guy from Canada wanted to be on your roster on Paradise.
Did he?
Dan?
Dan. I love
that. Dan did not. He didn't give me a freaking rose.
No, not. Oh, yeah.
You guys, he didn't give me a rose. We went on a date and I didn't even want his rose.
But you didn't want his rose. You were giving out that energy.
Make it pretty clear. I don't think he really wanted to give me a rose either. I don't think there was anything.
What? I think so. Why wouldn't someone want to give you a rose?
Because if you had the power, he would have wanted to give you, take your rose.
I don't put out energy for people that I don't want.
It's so funny that you say that because I'm reading this book my mentor told me to read called The Surrendered Single. It's a book from way back in the day. And one of the chapters says to smile at every man. And it's like, I was talking to my friend about this yesterday.
Every man fall in love with you. And you're gonna be like, ew, gross, get away from me.
Yeah. So she was saying that like that as a kid, you're taught, you know, don't get in cars with strangers, but it's like, it's time to grow up. It's like, you can cast a wide net, smile at every guy, be flirty so that you're open and your energy's open. And you shouldn't be scared of someone walking up to you to say hi because you are an adult and you can be like, okay, I'm done with this conversation now. And like leave. Like you can adult your life. You can be responsible. And it is interesting because I think safety is a thing for women where we just don't. And so it's funny because I'm going to the airport today and I'm like, I actually have always done this. I feel like I smile at so many people. And I think that's so good to be open. But there are times where I'll go to the airport and I'm like, sunglasses on. I don't want to talk to anyone. And I'm like, no wonder I have that energy of like not even wanting like a man to approach me.
It's funny because like immediately I thought, oh, smiling at all these men, you're going to get a wackadoo who's going to be obsessed with you. That's the first thing. Like I think about your safety. Like you have to put up a strong front to like as a woman to stay safe from all of these creepos. But then also if you do smile at everyone, you do put yourself in that situation where people are going to approach you, but you have to be okay being a bitch to being like, I'm done. Thank you. No, thank you.
Yeah. But I don't think that's being a bitch. I think you're just like, okay, I'm going to like, I know, go take a call now or go to the bathroom. And you can smile at everyone, not just men.
You know? That you just smile when you want to smile at someone. How about that?
But people rarely ever
smile at them.
People rarely ever smile, though.
I think I smile at people, like at friendly, you know, at like people who aren't trying to hit on me. I think I smile a lot.
I think it's good to be open because what if you don't see the guy like across the room or at the airport and like you just like have like a face on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. But
he's going to be like, no one, that girl doesn't want to be bothered. She doesn't want anyone to walk up to her.
That's so true. Because I feel like you have like you're getting your makeup face when you're getting ready. And it's not necessarily like a happy person. It's like a smoke show person. Yeah. So you have like your smoke show face on. But you can't have your smoke show face on if you actually think a guy's hot. You should smile. Because then that means like approach me. Yeah.
I just think smile at everyone, even even people who you're like not trying to attract.
You know what? I think that we all actually look prettier when we're smiling. I think everybody looks prettier when they're smiling, actually.
I do,
like, have this thing that we put on in the mirror that we look better when we get, like, sultry. But it's, like, actually, when I see myself in pictures, like, trying to be sultry and photographed versus smiling and photographed, I always will, like, think I'm prettier in the smiley one.
Yeah. And we learned in our last podcast that, like, it's, like, not having makeup on too is like actually you're like more glowy.
Well, that's because you have perfect skin. You know? Yeah. Then we approach that topic again.
I just think in general, it's like we're not like trying to conceal anything, you know?
And you know what? When you get Sculptra, 3 weeks later, you get the Sculptra glow.
Wow,
and the
circle.
Sculptra glow is actually amazing.
Full circle.
Oh my gosh. Well, no.
I have another question if you guys want another one.
Yeah, but I was just going to finish that one up by saying that, like, we all know that, like, if I saw a hot guy, I'd be like, oh, God, I got to hide.
Must hide.
Yeah, so
one
quick thing I want to add before we move on is that that's exactly the whole point of, like, learning and practicing to, like, smile at everyone. Because some women or anyone actually, like, don't even make eye contact with someone you're into.
Totally
like, you're,
not.
Like, scared to, like, look at them. And it's, like, that's also not, like, hi, come talk to me.
Yeah. Thank God I was put on the same island as Jared because that's the only way it could have ever worked out for me.
See?
Where it was, like, oh, man, I'm in forced proximity to this man who, like, I now am, like,
you have to make conversation with because if you don't, it's weird.
I have to make conversation with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could also be a
thank
confidence.
God, Ashley.
Yeah, I know.
Thank God. It was the only way I could meet. I could only, that was the only way I could really meet someone.
At that point in your life. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I agree. There was a woman also in the book who felt, she always felt unattractive her whole life. And she was really scared to do the exercise. And then she was like, I'm going to do it as like a confidence booster. Like, I'm just going to smile at, like, everyone that walks down the street. I'm actually going to do this when I'm in New York. I think it's going to be really fun because there's so many people walking around. But she said that she walked by this guy and he was on the phone. And as he was walking by her, he put his phone down and he was like, you're really beautiful. And then kept walking. And she just strictly did it as a confidence exercise. So I think it's just something to consider. I'm not, like, pushing it on anyone. But, like, I think if you, I'm going to try smiling at everyone and see what happens.
Report back, please. I'm going to ask you next week. I'm going to write in my notes. Ask Naz how smiling at the airport.
How smiling went this week.
Yes. Yes. And watch me be like, I'm married now.
Our next partner is Athletic Greens. I can truly say that I try to take my AG1 by Athletic Greens literally every day. I try to do it on a semi-empty stomach. Like, we're here recording. We're wrapping up at 1:30. You guys know that I kind of intermittent fast, so I haven't eaten anything yet. Solid. And before I do, I'm seriously going to drink my AG1 by Athletic Greens. I do one scoop of it into water. It tastes pretty good. And then after having it, I really do feel like I've given my body the nutrition that it craves. It's got the greatest, it's packed 75 minerals, vitamins, and whole food source ingredients of the highest quality. It gives you great benefits like for your gut, for your mood support, boosted energy, healthier looking hair, skin, and nails. What is the most satisfying for me is that honestly, even if I do not eat the best in that day, which, you know, is often, I know that
it makes you feel good.
I had a lot of my greens. Yeah, I pretty much like I just, you know, checked off all of those for the day.
I love it. Well, I love it because you guys know I've always had issues in my gut, but it also helps my mood. And I feel like we don't talk about mood and energy enough. Like, when you feel drained or fatigued, it boosts your energy. And the best part is it gives you healthier looking skin, hair, and nails. Right, Lauren?
Absolutely. Anything that we can have healthier hair, skin, and nails, I'm going to give it a shot. So if you're looking for an easier way to take supplements, Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. So go to athleticgreens.com/get it. That's athleticgreens.com/get it to check it out.
I'm much more confident in like making eye contact and smiling and stuff now that like I don't have to be scared about, you know, being hit on.
Isn't that funny? Like, why
I love getting compliments though when people like walk across the street and say something like,
let me tell you, the only reason I wanted to go out to dinner like 2 weeks ago was so I could wear this new skirt that I got, and I had nowhere to wear it. Mm-hmm. So I was like, let's just go to dinner. I'm going to wear this. We'll go to Georgetown and we'll walk around. Yeah. And I was like, all I'm doing this for is so someone will look at my skirt and think that's a cute skirt.
Yeah.
We get out of the car. We start walking. This lady goes, now that's a beautiful skirt. I go, we can go home. That's it.
No, then you got to rack them up.
And mission accomplished.
Like, yes, we did it.
Yeah.
Got that external validation.
Yep.
That's so funny.
That's hilarious.
I always
What's the
get
best
ready?
Compliment you guys have ever received?
Oh, my.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Well, I mean, this is so like, this is, you know, just whenever Jared says, you're the best mom, you know that? You're the best mom in the world.
That's
always nice to hear. That's a good one.
Best compliment.
I'm trying to think of
not
the
best mom in the world, but I try to be good.
Own it. Just own it, Ashley.
No,
just receive it. Receive the compliment. I don't know. I feel like whenever people watch my interviews and they are like, I really resonated with that. I always feel like, okay, mission accomplished. You know, like I did what I set out to do.
Oh yeah.
Those are good. Those feel good. Like, yeah. When I read like,
makes you feel seen.
When I read like the Reddit boards or like any hater board and it's like, you know, not a fan of her, but like, she does a good job with the interviews. Like that always does make me feel very good.
That's nice. Cause then you get the validation of the haters.
Yeah, validation.
It's
from
a hating validation.
That's always. I mean, that's stupid. Why should we consider that to be a better compliment than a compliment from a lover? We shouldn't.
Right.
No, well, it's always winning over your. But you know, the reputation Taylor and Ashley just wants to win over her
just
haters.
Wants to have that reputation.
Yeah,
Lauren, what's the best compliment you ever received?
I can't think of one compliment,
Lauren.
Let her think.
Lauren, you're so ridiculous. How about what we just always tell you? It's like your personality is perfect. I mean, we can't even make fun of you.
That's so stupid.
Why?
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Maybe you don't.
Because I think I'm boring.
What's interesting is that sometimes we don't receive compliments, like if we don't believe them, or sometimes we even choose who. Like
who's it matter who
it matters and who your body registers it from. So like your teacher could have said like, you're really smart, and you could have been like, I don't believe you. But then a guy you have a crush on could be like, you're really smart. And then for some reason you take that as fact, but not
this
like
is
when
one compliment I think of often, and it's so random, but I had this professor at like community college, and it was like right when I was trying to get my shit back together, and like I really got my shit together. I got 103% in the class, which is crazy.
Yeah.
At the end of the year, I like turned Above in my final average. And he was like, I just want to say like, you are one of the greatest students, and I can't believe you're a model as well. He was like 90 years old. Like,
wait,
90.
But that's like also a horrible thing to say. Like, pretty women aren't smart.
Basically, he was like, you are
can't
such
believe
a pleasure
you're
to teach.
Attractive and smart.
Yeah. Where did he get the model thing from?
What a diamond in the rough.
He just thought like I was like a cute girl that was like really paying attention.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I don't think it's horrible. So
that reminds me.
I know. It's like not great. But I was like, thanks for validating my brain and my body.
My beauty and my brains.
Well, you guys know I've said this a zillion times before. Now that you say professor, it definitely was the professor who like literally thought like, how in the world did this girl get into this school when I was at Syracuse? Mm. And then at the end of the year, him saying that she's the one to beat in this class. And
that's awesome.
That's
the awesome. Best.
What? That was another like compliment from your hater, but like also just winning, so proving yourself to someone.
Yeah, it's like
really
when
awesome.
You have, when you sort of like make people rethink who and what you are.
Yeah.
But
that's
it's
like
so
the end of Legally Blonde.
I was just going to bring up
why
Legally.
It was probably so satisfying.
I was just going to bring up Legally Blonde because I'm so excited, but I got to sit down with the cast of Barbie, like one of the first people to sit down with the cast of Barbie. I can't wait for that interview to come out. I can't say anything about it yet.
Can
but
you just tell us how Ryan Gosling is in real life?
Oh, I didn't. It was just with the women. Okay. But that would have obviously would have told you. I would have texted you guys right away.
Like, is he as swoony as like we all think? And
I
also,
like,
why
has
he's
not aged?
The best. He's the best.
Why is he not aged? He's like 43.
Full circle. Full circle.
I'm dead. What was I saying? I forget. Oh, it's just so annoying because I feel like growing up, when we watched some movies, not all movies, but we got so much messaging that the pretty, cool, popular girl wasn't smart. It's like she was mean. She was mean or rude, and she was a ditz. And it's like that's, I think that's why we loved Legally Blonde so much. Because it was like, why can't people, like your 90-year-old professor, mm-hmm. like, why is it so unfathomable mm-hmm. to be, like, cool and, like, well put together and polished, but also have a fucking brain? Like,
right.
Duh.
Because you assume, like, you put your energy into one or the other.
No, it's just, like, people thought, like, pretty women were dumb.
Yeah.
Well, like, that's crazy. But then, but I also, like, I'm thinking back on movies, and I can't really think of an example where it was the dumb mean one that was really pretty that you wanted to be. Like, you didn't want to be that character though.
I know, and that's what's wrong about it.
But you didn't want to, like, you wanted
you
to be like the other
person.
You wanted to be like the other character. You wanted to be like whoever the lead was.
Yeah.
Who was like not supposed to be the most pretty and perfect. You want to, I think that they always made you feel like.
No, that's, but that was like, first
no,
of all,
try, give me an example.
The other lead who wasn't pretty and perfect, Lizzie McGuire is an example, was
yeah,
so
Lizzie
fucking
McGuire.
Stunning, first
yeah.
of all.
Okay.
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Which is bullshit. Yeah. And mm-hmm. second of all, it's like, you yeah. can be cool and you can be all of it. Like, you can be popular and not be a fucking bitch to other people. And you can wear cool clothes.
They,
you
yeah,
can be
they,
cool. You could be a cool girl high school and be fucking nice.
They make it seem like it's unfair. It's
yeah.
It's
you wanted to be
it,
the
you're
nerdy
unable
girl.
To have it all. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you wanted, you had to be the nerdy girl that was like a loser yeah, that okay. the boy never looked at. And it's like, yeah. what?
They just
like,
never okay, made that
so
character. They never made that character. What is it? Archetype. Made that.
Yeah, we were just so one-dimensional, I feel like, not in all movies, but in definitely a lot of movies growing up. Like, think of 10 Things I Hate About You, you know?
Yeah.
Or Heathers. Like, it's like
what
always,
about 10 Things I Hate About You?
Like, it was always, like, the tomboy or, like, nerdy girl, you know, that was, like, the
and
protagonist.
She was a bitch, yeah.
Yeah. And we just looked down upon, like, the other girls. I don't know.
I don't know why Lizzie McGuire is the only thing that's coming to my head.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm sorry.
Did you guys see Heathers?
I'm not disagreeing. No, I never saw Heathers.
I saw Heathers, but like, I don't really remember it very well.
Legally Blonde, Heathers.
I definitely don't disagree
with you.
She's
all that.
Say Anything.
She's All That is a good example.
Say Anything. She was like the nerdy girl, but she was fucking striking.
The most stunning person ever.
Are you kidding me?
Yes. I never saw that one.
Ashley. I feel like it's any. Wait, really? You never saw Say Anything with the
with John Cusack?
No, I never saw it.
Wait, Ashley, you need to watch that tonight.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
John Cusack is my man. Okay.
That's
now
like
going
the rom-com.
Going off into a complete other tangent about John Cusack.
John Cusack, yes. I love his last name.
I watched Serendipity last week and I haven't seen it in a very long time.
And now do you love it and more frustrated at the same time?
I love it so much. But also, did you realize that Aiden and Natasha are the other people in that movie?
Yes, I did last time I watched it. The last time I watched it, I was like, this is wild, especially since Sex and the City was happening on TV for already 4 years.
Do you think they did that to like bring us in? Aiden and Natasha were the other women, men.
Yeah. Yeah, the other people. Yeah.
Yeah. What's his name? John
Oh my God, almost Corbett? John Krasinski.
Is it John Cusack? Corbett?
No.
Oh, John Corbett. John Corbett.
John Corbett. Yeah. John is having like, we're in like a John Corbett renaissance right now.
We are.
He's about to be show up in Just Like That season two as Aiden.
He's an exo
and he's also
kitty.
In My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3, which comes out in September in theaters.
I'm very excited about that because I thought Big Fat Greek Wedding 2 was underrated. It was very funny. It's hard
to
watch when
again.
You're the number one, when it's the most, like the highest grossing rom-com of all time.
Yeah.
Like, of course you're like, you can only beat yourself. But right. The second one was really cute. What's sad is that Nia Vardalos is actually divorced from her husband that like the whole thing is based on.
Wait, I didn't know that.
I know.
Damn.
And do we love the fact that he plays the same character as Aiden in that movie? For sure.
Yeah. He's so charming. Nice. So wholesome.
He's very wholesome.
The most wholesome.
He's ever. Also the dad in Exo Kitty, which is basically the To All the Boys I Loved show that just came out.
Wasn't he also the dad in To All the Boys I Loved Before?
Yeah, no, he was. He was. He's just continuing to be the dad before the younger daughter. Yeah.
He's
yeah.
perfect. He's perfect in all
so
those
he's just
roles.
Like, yeah. Anyway.
Wow.
Even though we are never Aiden people, he is comforting to watch.
I think, yeah. I don't know. It's funny. I'm like, am I becoming an Aiden girl now?
It's because Big is dead.
I don't, maybe. But
now we can, also you wait, just, now we can accept.
No, but I'm into like mountain men that like are barefoot and carpenters and stuff now that I'm like, maybe Aiden
just
was the one. All
watch
along.
Him kiss and you'll change your mind.
Yeah.
Really?
True.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Ew. Well, we, maybe let's he's... see how it is. And Just Like That.
Lauren. Well, what about looking at Patrick Swayze in North and South? He was like the worst kisser ever in North and South.
Yeah, it was really bad.
But that didn't turn us off from Patrick Swayze.
Really?
Yeah, but then he didn't kiss like that in like Ghost or in
Ghost was like dancing. That was like the hottest kiss ever.
Yeah.
Ghost is one of the greatest movies of all time.
It really is.
Alrighty.
All right, friends.
Sign off, right. Signing off. This is Sheldon. Lord, where is that from? Signing
that
off.
That is from Mad Sheldon. TV, I think.
Mad TV, right?
Yeah.
What are you opening right now? Oh.
I'm closing never the mind. Box. We have finished the game.
Okay.
See you later, guys.
You sounded like that was Jumanji. It's a Jumanji podcast.
The game has been completed.
We are done.
All right.
Bye, everyone.
Love you guys. Bye.
I don't get it. Podcast.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.